police. At the same time, a second cow stepped in the front of a car that was crashed into and happened just 200 yards away from the first accident. The cows apparently wandered away from a farm in Auburn. Neither driver was seriously injured, but the cows had to be put down. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. A racist is not someone who wants immigrants to obey the law. A homophobe is not someone who rejects a specific lifestyle. An Islamophobe is not someone who wants terrorists to be excluded from entry to this country. A fascist is not someone who believes in their country and wants freedom from government tyranny. This is name-calling, used in an attempt to intimidate you and quiet your opinion. Remember, God's moral values never changed. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Jefferson, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, ready to go, smoke-free, well, and that's about as free as we are right now at this point. At some point, we'll be free of other restrictions. I just want to welcome everybody. Good morning. Good morning, Terry and Bob. How are we doing today?
Good morning, Wynn.
Good morning, Wynn.
Good, good.
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Bob.
Bob, keep
good morning, Wynn.
Bob, keep your hand above that buzzer today.
Good morning, Bob.
Yes, I
do. Good morning, Wynn.
Good morning, Terry.
One hand over the... dump button, and the other hand trying to get our phone service back. We don't have any phones at the moment for whatever reason, but we're working on that. So listen along with us in the meantime.
There you go. Hey, well, I just want to bring up to everybody that there is a Harvest Moon Liberty Fest next Saturday, October 7th. Yes, next Saturday, October 7th at the Anderson River Park Amphitheater. It's free to attend, so just come one, come all. Bring your chairs and you can, or your blankets or whatever you want to do to sit on the lawn and listen to all the bands that are going to be playing there. It opens at 12 and then the music begins at 2 p.m. and we'll have special guests that are going to be doing a little bit of speaking, just a real quick speeches, just to welcome everybody and just say hi, howdy, and all that good stuff. And the first one is Mark Baird. Next is Aaron Reznor, and next is Melissa Hunt. And also we'll have Barrett Browning, the mayor of Anderson. He's going to be doing a speech there as well.
So kicking it off.
Oh, he's actually kicking it off, correct. So I just want to give everybody a shout-out on that. Also, there will be food provided by Good Times Pizza and the American Barbecue and Grill Company and Junior Hornets Cheer Squad. So they'll be providing some food out there, and there'll be beverages provided by the Anderson Rotary. And we're going to have two stages running, and there will be multiple bands playing, so you'll be able to pick and choose and listen to all the bands, and there will be kiddie areas for all the kids to go do their thing and have fun with, and different places to get information regarding all kinds of good stuff going on. So come check it out again next Saturday, October 7th, and show up at or around. It opens at 12 noon, and again, music starts at 2 p.m. and will run till approximately 8 o'clock. So lots of time to be out there and have fun, and multiple bands will be playing, and you'll just kind of have to show up to see who's playing when. That's how it works when you go to these events. Also wanted to say a shout-out to, again, to the Jeffersonian who was driving across 44 this morning when I was coming in, had the big old beautiful banner, Jefferson banner, flying out the back of his big old maroon and gray pickup. Seems to happen every Sunday morning when I'm coming across the old 44. Today, go to the Home and Garden Show here in Reading at the Convention Center from 10 to 4. Come by and visit the Jefferson table. We have a table there on the first floor. And so come in by the east doors there and off to the right in there somewhere. You'll see us. So come by and say hi. Get some more information there. Also, the group is selling tickets. This is the last week to buy your tickets for the Rock Island 9/11 tickets for this handgun. And they're $5 each or $5 for $20. And come check it out and see if you can get some tickets. You can, if you can't make it today, like to the gun show, or gun show, excuse me, to the Home and Garden Show, then you can come tomorrow night to the Patriot meeting. And during, prior to the Patriot meeting, we have our Jefferson meeting. And so during that whole event there, you can get some of the tickets as well if you'd like. Or just find out anybody that typically goes to those meetings, see if they have tickets. If you need to, you can always call Jan or Chris, and you can get their numbers and their information, and we will get that out to you a little bit later, and then you can get tickets that way. But the announcer will be, the winner of the gun will be announced at the Harvest Moon Festival. So guess what? It all ties together. So buy your tickets, $5 each or $5 for $20. And let's see, that'll be happening. Again, the announcement of the winner will be happening next Saturday, October 7th. And I think we're free and clear at this point. So far, so good, right?
So far, so good.
So far, so good. And, again, we apologize for the phone situation, but, you know, technology is out of our control, so we'll just have to bear with it. So what you got going, Terry?
Well, you know, sometimes my wife tells me that, you know, I'm a little ornery and I just ain't fitting to be around people.
Well, there are other people tell you that, too, once in a while.
That's true.
It's said with love. It's always said with
love.
I
know. But today I want to especially speak to some people who I've talked to. Something I think that we're all getting tired of is suffering fools. Now, I'm going to explain that. I had a gentleman call me from California who called and said, you know, this fire fee I had to pay was ridiculous. The gas tax is crazy. The government regulations are driving me nuts. You know, we talked about Governor Brown and how he violated Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution, which states that no one but Congress and the President can enter into a treaty or an agreement. And, of course, we know that Governor Brown did go to China and did enter into an illegal agreement. Mm-hmm. The Constitution says any agreement. Also, we violated Article 1, Section 3 of the California Constitution, which simply states that the state of California is an inseparable part of the United States, and therefore they had to adhere to what? The United States Constitution. After we talked about this, this idiot, and I'm going to call him an idiot, and I'm tired of idiots. I'm sorry. Don't mean to be cranky. I'm a lovable fuzzball myself, but I'm tired of an idiot saying, I could get behind all of this. By the way, crime's really rampant. If the name wasn't Jefferson. Now, to me, I'm done suffering fools. I don't care what the name is, but, you know, why is Jefferson so bad? Why is Jefferson so polarizing? My wife and I went to Monticello. It's beautiful. The man was a genius. And as John F. Kennedy said when he had the Nobel Peace Prize winners and the heads of nations in the White House for dinner, he made the comment, there hasn't been this much brain power in a room since Thomas Jefferson ate alone. Now, when we look at all of this and we see, okay, but I don't like the name. Well, let's give up our liberty, our rights. Let's be dogs at the table eating scraps that are given to us by our masters. An oligarchy, no longer a two-party system, but an oligarchy that controls us. You know, I've got a T-shirt on right now. It says, don't tread on me. State of Jefferson with the Great Seal, and it has a snake on it. I don't care. You know, let's pull up our pants now, ladies and gentlemen, and let's get to work. This is serious stuff. They are taking away our liberty. And you, sir, are an idiot if you are thinking that the name Jefferson is the thing that's going to stop your kids and grandkids from having their liberty and their freedom. So, with that, I think that we should probably sing a song of Kumbaya. But I'm just tired of it, and I think a lot of people are tired of it. Let's put on our common sense. And one more common sense statement I want to make. We don't get too many challenges or comments about how are we going to survive in Jefferson?
No.
Without the money.
That's right, we don't.
How do we do that? How do we ever survive without the money from California? Well, I had one gentleman who came up to me and did ask me that question. In fact, a couple did. And before he asked me the question, he said, you know, the taxes are higher here than anywhere else. I'm having to pay new fees. I can't believe the regulations. Oh, the permits I had to get on an improvement on my home are ridiculous. You know, it seems, are they really going to have us pay a tax on our tap water? Oh, and what about the gas tax? But really, what are we going to do without California's money? Now, think about what I just said. And I asked him, sir, can you think about what you just said? You just said that California is taking money from you to drive you down to almost poverty, and you're wondering what you're going to do without their money? Don't you see that they're using your money?
Against you?
Against you. I mean, folks, come on. I mean, the lunacy here and the just complete lack of common sense, you know, and... You know, frankly, I mean, I'm not trying to be Mr. Mean Mustard here, or Mr. Mustard, or whatever it is, but, you know, but really and truly, come on, this is the real deal. We need to get liberty and freedom for our kids and grandkids. And if it takes a little tough talk, hey, go out and buy a shirt, go out and buy a hat. There's stores everywhere that have this stuff. Get a shirt, wear a snake shirt, walk into the grocery store with it. Wear it proudly.
Amen.
Walk in and tell people about liberty. Get educated. Understand the Constitution. But right now, this is the fight. It is the civilest of wars. The civilest of wars. But it is a war.
It is a war. Yeah, you're right. And the beauty of this, too, is that, well, not beauty, but the ironic part of this whole thing is that people that don't like the movement, or they claim not to like the movement because of the name. So they have to have something to, excuse me, hang their hat on when they say they don't care for it. Well, when they say they don't like the name and they don't want to do it, and so they're not going to allow anybody to even have discussion with them or even to consider what the prospects could be, do they feel like they're abandoning California? Well, California has long abandoned you as a sovereign citizen. So it's time for you to, as the adult that we all are and the responsible people that we all are and the leadership within our families that we all are, we need to do the right thing, step up, take the bull by the horns, and move forward. And in doing that, sometimes things get uncomfortable, and you step outside of the box, so to speak. While working on the Jefferson movement for the last 4 years, we've never been in the box. I mean, good Lord, if we stayed in the box, we wouldn't be we would still be where we were 4 years ago. So we've had to step outside the box to do everything that we constitutionally are allowed to do, and we follow the process. And that's why it's taken us 4 years to get things moving. It's having dialogue over and over and over again with people that finally, that once they learn about what's really going on, man, they embrace it, and they take it, and they run with it. And we have so many great people and wonderful ideas coming out of this whole movement that are truly going to develop a sovereign state, whether it's called Jefferson or whatever it ends up being called, to be a good, safe place for us all to reside and to be able to live out our lives and be with our families. So it's totally worth everything that you do, everything that we've been doing, absolutely. And keep in mind, too, everything about the new state will be voted on, i.e., the name of the state. If you don't like the name Jefferson, then put something else forward and make sure that gets on the ballot, so when all the sovereign citizens of this new territory decide to name the state, guess what? you have a skin in the game. You put it forward. If it got all the votes, then guess what? That's the name of the state.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right, my good friend. But, you know, there is no reasoning. I mean, really and truly, if what's stopping you...
Right.
Yeah. What's stopping you from liberty, from having your stuff taken from you, from becoming a slave, more of a slave? Hey, folks, name one thing. Call in. You can call in to the next program if we have the phones up and stuff. And I want one person to call in and say one thing, just one thing in your life, whether it's the clothing you wear, the light bulb you use, the food you eat, the water you drink, the car you drive, the tools you use, one thing, the makeup your wife uses, one thing that the government does not control in your life. Just one. Name one.
Yeah.
You see, that's the point we're at. And for somebody to worry about this, if the movement processes along with the tag Jefferson, it's a relatable name. It could be Easter Bunny. It could be Frog. It could be Elephant. But it's a relatable term so that people know what we're talking about and relate that term and that name to our movement. But, you know, I've just done reasoning with it. We all work hard at this, and there's thousands of you folks out there working your butts off, thousands of you getting the word out, thousands of you fighting for liberty, thousands of you at different events, getting signatures, waving flags, doing all the things you need to do. The people of Jefferson are wonderful.
Yes.
They are absolutely wonderful people, and they're standing up for stuff. And some people that go ahead and thank the Lord it's fewer people that have a thought process of worrying about a name rather than their own liberty.
Amen.
But really and truly, you know what? I'm done with it.
Yeah.
I'm done with it. I'm done with hearing about it. But there's one thing I want to read and explain when we get back from the break. I think we should go off to a break, Bob. And then there's something I want to go through that everyone should know. And if you have time, you can look up Article 2, Section 1 of the California Constitution. And time has come, my good friend.
For 51.
That California was never supposed to be just one state. Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX-9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists 243-2300. You can also find them online at ShastaSpine.com.
On Saturday, October 7th, the Harvest Moon Liberty Fest will be coming to the Anderson River Park, and it's totally free. Food and games begin at noon with live music from 9 bands starting at 2 p.m., plus a special presentation by Citizens for Fair Representation. local vendors will be presenting arts and crafts,
balloon animals,
face painting, pumpkin carving, even laser tag, and drawings for prizes. So bring the whole family for a day in the park.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, threw the foam in his mustache. His voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range. It's a way of life, settles in your soul, in your soul, in your soul. A century of dreams, haunted the loggers and the cowboys. Double cross by old Sack and Sato. They cursed rough roads, hauling their loads, but they did their best to deliver them. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill.
All right, got a wonderful song there by the
Black Mountain Bandits.
They're doing their thing and sharing their talent with us and having a Jefferson song. I think that's beautiful. They did a great job. All right, what else you got going there, Terry?
Oh, I thought you were going to give us that quote.
Well, it's just a minor quote.
Well, it was a quote that Mark sent off, his comment. As you know, folks, the phones don't work. We apologize for that.
What I'm getting on the Internet, apparently it's a system-wide problem with Charter's phone service in our area. I'm trying to confirm that, but that appears to be the case at the moment.
Yeah, I've noticed that happens to them.
All right, well, so it's not just us, thank goodness. Yeah. We're amongst other victims.
There are a lot of people in the comments section that agree with you.
Yeah.
None of the comments that can
some
be read on the air.
Some which we can't read on the air.
There you go.
Well, if you can make AT&T look good, look out.
Yes, but when we're talking about, you know, when the name was being mentioned and so forth, and Mark said, what's in a name? Does a rose by any other name not smell as sweet? You know, quoting Mr. Shakespeare. So there you go. It really doesn't matter at this point.
Doesn't matter. Way to go, Kemosabe. Yeah, and don't let that be your excuse for not wanting liberty. Oh, but that's all right.
I don't like the name, so I'm going to remain a slave.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't think so.
Article 2, Section 1 of the California Constitution. We're going to break this down. All political power is inherent in the people. You folks feel that way? Do you feel that you have all political power and it's inherent in the people? Does anybody feel that way? Government, get this, government is instituted for their protection. Feel protected?
Nope.
You feel protected? Do you think your daughter feels protected here just in Reading, walking down Pine Street at night, walking over near the park, going for a jog?
When she can't carry a gun?
Yeah, you're exactly. How about it's also instituted for your security? Do you feel secure? And for your benefit, do you feel like you have a lot of benefit here that, you know, the government's really looking out for you, aren't they?
Well, you're secure in knowing that you're going to be paying your taxes. And the benefit of that is that the money isn't going where it's supposed to go. So there you go.
And we'll talk about some tax benefits here in a minute as we have the new job sprouting as legal pot looms in California. But anyway, we also, and that they have, meaning the people, the right to alter or reform it, that's the government, when the public good may require. That's been really simple. How many phone calls did Bev make? 5,200 to our legislative body with what, two or three responses?
Yeah, and they were the automated responses.
That's right.
They were automated, just, you know, going out to dear citizen or dear something, you know, dear California resident or something like that. Not even dear constituent, not dear, you know, Mrs. So-and-so. It went out dear whatever. You know, it was crazy. It's like, okay, so somebody just pushed a button, and it was folded and put into an envelope by somebody down the hall or in the basement, and it was sent out. So it was never addressed.
Yeah, you're 1,000,000% right. And, I mean, really, all political power is inherent in the people. Government is instituted for their protection, security, and benefit. And they have the right to alter or reform it when the public good may require.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously? I mean, come on. Let's get off the dime again. You know, if you know, put something, wear a button that says Jefferson. Do whatever you need to do. Buy a hat,
mm-hmm.
buy a shirt, wave a flag, get a bumper sticker,
and
get a license plate frame. But get out there and let's go. Let's get this thing going.
And if you see somebody wearing Jefferson gear,
yeah.
spark a conversation with them. Because it's amazing the dialogue you'll have when people are wearing gear. The friendlies come out. You know, it's not like we're out there pushing it down your throat. It's not like we're trying to do that. What we're trying to do is answer people's questions, have dialogue, and just have support of the actual cause and the movement and what it's all about. A lot of people are fearful due to ignorance, and it's not your fault that you're ignorant. We've been dumbed down for generations through the educational process, and the farther you went into education, sometimes the more ignorant you are, because you've been swayed by the mafia who runs all the education systems, and you have to be careful of what you're doing. You have to look at the real stuff, do your research, learn what's really out there, get it in print. You can read it, you can write notes on it, you can highlight it, you can understand it. The Constitution is not a huge document. It's a small pamphlet. We have it. We have multiples of those. Most Jeffersonians do, but get one. Look at it. Read it. Understand it. Get the California Constitution. That's a book, and it probably weighs about a pound. And you want, or actually probably weighs more than that now. I can't remember exactly, but it's pretty good size. So do the comparison. How could the California Constitution be so much more dramatic than the federal Constitution? That's wrong. So look at it. Eyeball them. Look at them. Read what's in there. And truly educate yourself so that your ignorance goes away. You're well-armed. You understand the process. You understand what's supposed to be happening and what is not happening. And why we are doing what we're doing. Then you'll have a better understanding. You'll have more knowledge. You'll be versed on the information. And believe me, you'll find stuff in there that you'll be blown away with, like, wait a minute. I didn't realize this or didn't understand what this meant. And read the words that are there. In the Constitution, the words, every single word and punctuation mark was selected specifically for the intent of the way the words were written. So remember that when you read it as well. And you want to go through that process and educate yourself. And then once you get to that point, educate others. Share it with others. Pass, you know, get other copies. Share it with others. We need to do this. We're all responsible adults. We all have to do this, and we all have to, you know, pull up our big boy jeans and move forward. So that's what we need to be doing.
Michael R. Blood wrote an article. He's from the Associated Press, and it was on the front page of the Reading Record Searchlight, and probably many other front pages too, in California. It's titled "Job Sprouting as Legal Pot Looms in California." Hiring binge begins for government posts. Scientists, tax collectors, typists, analysts, lawyers, and more scientists. Recreational marijuana use becomes legal in California in 2018. And one of the things to blossom in the emerging industry isn't green and isn't leafy. It's government jobs. The state is on a hiring binge to fill what eventually will be hundreds and hundreds of jobs in order to regulate, control, oversee marijuana. Some of these jobs are going to be well over $100,000 a year. Now, we know what that means in a government job. $100,000 a year plus benefits plus this plus that plus who a car plus
the unfunded liability.
Unfunded liability.
Yeah.
I mean, unbelievable. So That's what it's doing. Now, here's the other thing. Okay, well, you know, the retail, you know, sales of marijuana can spark income, tax revenue that goes where? And who's going to be buying it if most people are broke? I have an idea, though. What we can do when we bring in the illegal immigrants, illegal aliens.
Aliens. They're not
yes, aggressive. They are illegal aliens.
They're aliens.
When we bring in the lawbreakers,
yes,
and they come in, we can give them maybe a bag of pot, you know, and then they can take the bag back in and get it replenished at half price or something like that, because everything's being given away.
Sure.
But again, what would we do without California's money? What would we ever do? I mean, we just right here in River City. We have raise after raise after raise in Redding, California.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the insanity of the apathy that people have when you have an unfunded liability. And I'll just use Redding as an example of $597 million amortized over 30 years.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It's insanity. And folks, well, okay, I know. Let's have a barbecue. Oh, wait. I know there's an event we can go to this weekend. Let's talk about something happy. I want to talk about something happy, Wynn. Make me happy.
I don't think that's possible today.
I know. I told you I was cranky. But the point being is that, I mean, has anybody had enough? Have you had enough? Have you had enough of an oligarchy that controls you? Have you had enough of a one-party system? Have you had enough of the governor breaking his oath to the United States Constitution and the California Constitution? Have you had enough of Senate Pro Tem De Leon saying, yeah, half my family has driver's licenses that aren't theirs, that are illegal, and Social Security cards that aren't theirs, that are illegal, but, oh, gosh, how would they ever stay in the country if not? Well, if Mexico's so great and you want to turn this into Little Mexico, why is everybody leaving Mexico?
Well, especially since they have a southern border that is a wall along Guatemala. So why are they trying to keep their southern neighbors out of their country, and then they protest the northern border being there? Something to think about. Do a little research, find it. It's out there. Believe me, it's there.
Right. It is. You know, and again, you get back. We went to Anderson on Friday night.
Yes, Friday night.
And we went out there to see the food trucks and stuff. And Todd Franklin's done a great job with those things out there, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It was really great. It was wonderful. The food was very good. It was a lot of fun. We went out there. It was family after family after family. You've got to take your hat off to Anderson. What a great job they're doing in encouraging jobs. And there was two bicycle policemen mm-hmm. that were riding through. Very good. Happy to see them there. We didn't see one homeless person out there.
Wonderful.
Not one. You go and walk the Sundial Bridge, you better not walk underneath it because you might step on a syringe. As they picked up buckets and buckets and buckets full of syringes and condoms and you name it underneath the Sundial Bridge.
Wonderful. So Anderson is picking up and filling the void that Redding has left.
Absolutely. Yeah. And but it was great to see. And I asked Todd how it was to work with the Anderson City Council and stuff. He's the city of Anderson. He said it was great. He really said it was great.
Good.
You know, and I think that, you know, somebody had a thought. It was you, Wynn, about maybe putting those trucks down in where Kids Kingdom is.
Yeah. Why not do it down in the Enterprise Park area? You know, certain nights when it's not really busy like that to do something different. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that'd
I
be...
I mean, they've been fighting for the west side of town. Go to the east side, you know, find different locations over there. Yeah.
That'd be kind of neat, because if you did something like that. And again, there's how does this relate to Jefferson? Well, it relates to Jefferson of somebody who's an entrepreneur or people that want to do something good for the community. And it was a great family outing. I mean, I'm not kidding. There were so many families out there. It was just, you know, it was like, wow, this is so neat. You know, you can actually go to Anderson River Park and have your family in there without worrying about, you know,
anything happening to you
or getting stabbed or, you know. You know, really and truly, folks, it's all about standing up against tyranny. It's about standing up for our rights. It's about the right to alter or reform when the public good requires. And that is exactly what we need to do here in each and every town in Jefferson, in each and every county in Jefferson. And, you know, folks are doing that. Folks are doing that. But we need to do more, and we need to not pull punches.
Well, it'd be nice to know what's going on in the other towns in Jefferson as well. I mean, we have other major towns.
Oh, yeah.
That what are they doing? Are they having the same issues that we're having? Are they having worse issues? I mean, are we at the top of the heap with the bad issues here in Reading? I mean, it would be nice to hear what's going on down there, you know, in other places. I mean, we have some other large towns, so it would be nice to hear that.
Yeah, if they could call in, it'd be great.
Yeah. So we'll just have to wait for that to happen sometime. Maybe next week we'll be able to hear what's going on. But, yes, if you live in southern Jefferson area, you know, anywhere south of Reading, so to speak, if you have something going on, please let us know. Terry and I do all the harping about Reading, and I'm sure everybody's tired of hearing about Reading. But at the same time, it gives you a perfect case in point of exactly what's going on statewide. Because what's going on here in Reading is just, you know, the little brother of what's going on in all of California.
Well, I know that in El Dorado, in the county of El Dorado, that there, which is a huge county,
mm-hmm.
with lots of people and all that good stuff, their unfunded liability is half of what ours is. Half of what our city is.
The whole county is.
The whole county is half of what our city is.
Reading is.
Yeah, I mean, come on, you know. So, so we really do live in the hub of this stuff. But I want to give a shout out to White Sierra Station in
Loyalton,
yep. in Sierra County. Andy and Lynn and Bonnie and Kelly, just great people. They have a service station there that has everything. I mean, you need pizzas, sandwiches, Jefferson gear, if you need, you know, no matter what, it's there in Loyalton. And this guy, this business has been there since 1936. Now, the cool thing is that Andy, who, if you are in the gas industry and you do all the stuff he does with propane and tires and everything else that he has to do, the government regulations are insane for him.
Oh, I bet.
Plus, he's right next to Nevada, so people can hop right over the border. What Andy's done is he's painted his station yellow and green.
Hmm. Sounds familiar.
And his employees all wear Jefferson polo shirts.
There you go.
You know, I mean, it's really a lot of fun. He's becoming a destination point and should.
Yeah,
I mean, they make great sandwiches there and stuff. I mean, it's just a great place. And, you know, he's I can't say enough about the patriotism of this family. You know, Lynn was is a veteran of the Navy. And, you know, it's just wonderful. Anyway, I wanted to say that because there's so many counties that have great people in them that are doing stuff. And, you know, the few or the thought process of not understanding or thinking that everything will go away if you don't pay attention to it, time for another Mormosa, mm-hmm. you know, it's got to stop, folks. Granted, we don't want to have negative stuff on the air all the time, you know, even the talk shows during the week. I mean, really and truly, it's great to have, you know, all these good things about the community and good things are happening. But, you know, the real deal is that you can't have both sides of it. There is going to be a situation where when you have people who are liberals, who are socialists, who are communists, and you have an oligarchy in our state legislative body, to where, as I mentioned, two gentlemen that control it are, my opinion, they're socialists, communists. And when you look at that situation right there and you're trying to say we need to negotiate with them, go across the aisle, I just have one thing to say. You cannot reason with a tiger when your head is in its mouth.
That's right. Doesn't happen. Pull its tail, do anything else, not going to happen.
Maybe we ought to go to a happy song and to a break.
That way.
We need a happy song.
You can re-gear on what's going on?
Well, you know, it's time now.
It is time for 51. For
sure. And it's time to stand up.
It is.
It's time. It's time to draw your line in the sand.
Yes.
Today is the time. October the 1st, 2017. Draw your line
in the sand.
In the sand.
Amen.
Hey, CA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill that we have to pay? It's not our bill, we had no say. You don't serve us, you serve L.A. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind. You
don't know us, you have no clue. Until you tell us what to do. We don't know you, what you face. It's time to start a brand new state. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The Riverfront Playhouse presents an hilarious tale about community theater. Two on the Aisle, Three in the Van by Mary Lynn Dobson, directed by Samantha Fort. Community theater patrons may recognize the wannabe diva, the dancer who believes every show should have a kick line, the director who wants to put a Tarantino spin on the next musical. But the show must go on, and Two on the Aisle, Three in the Van does just that with an all-star cast. September 16th through October 14th. Get tickets at Cascade Theater Box Office 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
KCNR 1460, local live radio, bringing you high school football every Friday night, beginning with the pregame show at 7:15 and kickoff at 7:30. Connor Sutton and Tom Galebreath bring you the play-by-play action. KCNR Friday Night Football, sponsored in part by Redding Kia, Black Bear Diner, Holiday Harbor, Turtle Bay Exploration Park, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Bank, and SST Oil. KCNR 1460 is your source for local sports.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Standing in line, marking time, waiting for the welfare.
catch the poor old lady's eyes. Just for fun, he says, get a job. That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. Ah, but don't you believe them.
Another great song coming out of Jefferson Jukebox. The Jefferson Jukebox.
It's Sally Rally.
Provided
Rally
by Sally. Sally, yes. Hey, before we get started, hey, Bob, you were saying that the phone lines were down in multiple states?
Yes, I did get through to a charter tech support line. The recording said we are experiencing widespread system outage in several states, including California, Texas, Louisiana, yada, yada, yada. We have no estimated time of restoral. So,
oh, there
some
you
encouraging
go.
News from Charter this morning.
There you go. Public service by Bob. Thank you very much, Bob.
The odd thing is, in this particular instance, often when Charter goes down, our internet goes down as well. But the internet seems to be working fine, but we have no phones.
Okay.
So.
Well, there you go.
Gotta love it.
Gotta love it. Technology is great when it works. All right. Hey, I want to shout out a happy birthday to my beautiful wife today.
Oh.
Yeah, so she's having a birthday today. So October 1 is the big birthday.
All right.
Okay. I want to do a reminder to everybody regarding the Harvest Moon Liberty Fest next Saturday, October 7th. It will be held at the Anderson River Park Amphitheater. Bring your own chairs, and it's free admission, just free. Come check it out, see what's going on. Live music, local food, games, laser tag, drawings, face drawings and drawings, vendors and crafters, historical reenactors, balloon animals, face painting, and much more. So come check it out. It opens at 12 noon. Music starts at 2 p.m. Excuse me, as I stuttered there. Music starts at 2 p.m., and the event will run till about 8 or so. We'll have special guests, Mark Baird, Aaron Resner, and Melissa Hunt, and it'll be opened up by Barrett Browning, the mayor of the city of Anderson, and beverages will be provided by the Anderson Rotary, and we'll have food provided by Good Times Pizza and Things, and American Barbecue and Grill, and Junior Hornets Cheer Squad, and then we'll have two stages going for music, so come check it out. We've got multiple bands there and great lineup, so come check them all out. See what's going on, and join Friends for Liberty. See what's going to be happening there, and come learn a few things. We'll have some informational booths as well. You can get information, and you can have dialogue with us, and we can sit and chat for a while and figure out what we're doing, where we're headed, and see if you want to participate and see what all is good about the whole thing. But again, it's next Saturday, October 7th, at Anderson River Park Amphitheater. Harvest Moon Liberty Fest. And I always encourage everybody to go to soj51.net. That's our website for Jefferson. Go check that out and learn what's on there. See what's going on there. The court case information's on there. All kinds of good stuff is on there. So go check it out. Get signed up. And there's a place there where if you're interested and you want to participate and help out in Jefferson in any county, just go on there. You can contact the county leadership, or you can you just go into the comment section there and put in, say, hey, I'm from whatever county and I'd like to participate. We can make sure your information gets fielded to the right people within that county, and then you guys can connect and get going. Also, we ask for donations for the Citizens for Fair Representation court case, because we're, you know, fighting for liberty, and we're trying to do this right and legally and morally and ethically. So we're asking for help, because the only way we're going to get this done and done correctly is to pay the bill. We have to pay the bill for the court costs. The court costs are kind of costly, and so we're working toward that end, and we're about a little over a third of the way there towards our goal, or around a third of the way towards our goal. So we'd like to have more help with that, if you don't mind. And it's a donation, a true donation. It's not tax deductible, because we are a 501c4. We're not a c3. We're a 501c4. And being a c4 says that we don't have to declare every single donor's name to the federal government. So you can donate in quiet, and they don't have to know about it. The drawback is you don't get to write it off as a tax donation, but that's okay. If you want to buy Liberty, this is a great way to do it. If this is the only way you can contribute into the mix of working towards Liberty, you know, donate. Please donate. And you can send money, checks, and cashier checks, whatever, to and money orders, I guess, to the P.O. Box at for State of Jefferson Formation or SOJ Formation or just SOJ. And you can send it to P.O. Box 751 Palisedro, P-A-L-O-C-E-D-R-O, 96073. And that's the mailbox that we receive all the goodies in. And then also you can do it online. You can go to GoFundMe and do State of Jefferson and do a search for that. And it'll pop right up, and then you can donate that way. And then if you want to do it through PayPal, you can go through PayPal and donate to Jefferson that way. So three different ways to do that. Plus which, if you go to any of your local meetings or get connected with your groups, you can always make sure that you get the money to the leadership of the group there, and they will mail and forward the monies collected from their groups onto the same P.O. box. So there's a good way to do that as well. And so please contribute. Help us out. We're working really hard on this, and it's taken all of us, and it's truly a grassroots effort. It's absolutely grassroots. We do not have a major corporation. We do not have, you know, a sugar daddy, if you want to call it that. We are doing this with strings non-existent. Not so much strings attached, but strings non-existent. We're doing it through the people, by the people, and for the people. So please help us out with that. It'll greatly help us get to where we need to be, and we can pay our bills and be on top of it. And guess what? We'll have a free and sovereign state here pretty soon. So if we work really hard jointly together, lock arms, and move forward, we can get this done. And I think that's it for my spiel. Hey, don't forget today, if you're in the Reading area, go to the Home and Garden Show at the Convention Center. It is running from 10 to 4, and come by and visit the Jefferson table there on the first floor. And, oh, I got to remind everybody this, too. I almost forgot. Sorry, Chris. This is the last week to buy your tickets for the Rock Island 9/11 handgun. And they're $5 each or five tickets for $20. So, again, $5 each or five tickets for $20. And it's a Rock Island 9/11 handgun. And the winner will be announced at the Harvest Moon Festival. So there you go. We kind of link everything together, don't we? So find a member there and find out who you can get the tickets from, and we'll be happy to figure all that out. You can go to the SOJ website, again, and email in there and ask where to connect with people on that. So it's a great source to get that done. If you have any questions, you know, go in there, type in your questions, and a lot of us have our phone numbers on there, so you can give us a call, and we'd be happy to answer your questions. That's it. That's what I got.
Well, you know, Bruce Hornsby, his song, very appropriate. That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. And then he says, don't you believe them.
Don't believe them. Yeah, like do not believe them.
Because remember in 1879, our Constitution does say all political power is inherent in the people. Do you believe that? Government is instituted for their protection, security, and benefit. Do you believe that? And they, the people, have the right to alter or reform it when the public good may require. Do you think the public good requires it now?
Do you believe it?
Do you believe it? Amen. You need to draw your line in the sand, folks. You need to put yourself in a position to stand up. The United States Constitution, with the exception of the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments, has only been changed 17 times in 241 years. The California Constitution in 167 years has been changed 527 times. It's a joke.
Now, was that changed to the benefit of the citizens or to the benefit of the government?
The benefit of the government, except for those first two articles. Okay. You know, when you look at the situation of us being we the people, it is we the people.
Mm-hmm.
It is up to us. Stand up. Stand up. Draw your line in the sand. Don't sweat the small stuff. This is for your kids. This is for your grandkids.
Yeah.
This is for your country. And you know, last night I went to an anniversary of two good friends of ours, and that would be Francis and Dick Wilkinson. 60 years. And I'll tell you, it was absolutely great to behold. That man is a patriot. His wife, Francis, is... Fran's great. Just wonderful people. I was talking with Commander Gibson at length. Commander Gibson, you, Frankie, you guys, Frank Rose, you guys are a blessing to this community, because without you guys, we wouldn't enjoy these freedoms.
Amen.
And these great people are standing up.
Yes.
Because there's something happening here.
Yes, there is.
Time has come.
For 51.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time to stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Is it terrorism? That's the question French officials are trying to answer today. Two women killed in an attack this morning by a man with a knife in Marseille's main train station. Officials say soldiers then fatally shot the attacker. Police evacuated the St. Charles station with officers and soldiers taking up positions outside. A counterterrorism investigation is underway, but officials caution they do not know the reason for the attack as yet. President Trump promises more help for Puerto Rico this weekend.
All American hearts are united with the people of Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands.